Okay, May 31st, 2005, approximately 0945 hours. This is going to be an interview with, is it paramedic or EMT? Paramedic.
What station you're working at? You get the call, your response, the whole...
Okay, well, my normal station is Medic 441 out of Central Thousand Oaks. However, we were in the city of Moore Park when we got dispatched to this call. We were right off of Terre Haute. We got dispatched to an assault victim in the Santa Rosa Valley with Medic Engine 52, which is out of Camarillo. We arrived on scene at the gate to the community, where we found already another ambulance, which is Medic 452, and another fire engine. They were already on scene tending to a sheriff's deputy at the gate to the community. Once we arrived there, we were told by a captain to follow the engine that we were responding with, Engine 52, in back into the community where the house was. We followed the engine all the way to the back of this neighborhood. Arrived on scene, parked in the driveway. There was already a sheriff's deputy on scene at the house.
Do you remember the address?
I don't.
Okay, no. That's fine.
The deputy directed us into the kitchen and advised us that the patient's husband is a ER physician. My partner Cassandra and I grabbed our equipment. We were first into the kitchen, first to the patient's side. We found the patient's husband performing artificial ventilations mouth-to-mouth on his wife, who was supine on the kitchen floor. At first we didn't see it, but as we approached the patient, she did have a pool of blood underneath the back of her head. She had agonal respirations. She was going through the motions of breathing. However, she really wasn't exchanging any air. She had a pulse. So we took over from there. When we did get on scene, the husband, since he is an ER, he identified himself as an ER physician, started to make requests of my partner and I to perform certain medical procedures on his wife. He wanted us to C-spine her, put her on oxygen, and start ventilating her, which we did. We would have anyway. So we started tending to the patient. I tried to intubate her twice. Both times were unsuccessful. So I used what's called a combi tube, which is just an alternative advanced airway device. Started working on her. Medic Engine 52 then showed up into the house. One of the medic on the fire engine assisted us. He started an IV for us. We placed her in spinal precautions. The whole time, the husband was making requests as to what hospital he wanted her to go to. At one point, I heard him say he wanted her flown to UCLA. I had to advise him that that just wasn't going to happen. As we were walking back up, as we were walking into the kitchen, the sheriff's deputy was advising us that there were also three patients upstairs. He said they were all teenagers. And he also advised us that he thinks they all got pistol whipped, hit in the back of the head. I never went upstairs. My partner never went upstairs. It was one of the paramedics on Medic Engine 52 that went upstairs and tended to those patients. We had all agreed with the captain on scene that the fire engine was going to deal with the kids upstairs, and my partner and I were going to deal with the lady who possibly got shot in the back of the head.
This is before you made entry into the house?
No, this is as we were making entry
into
the house. As we were walking up to the patient, the captain just said, hey, we'll go upstairs.
Okay.
You guys deal with her. So we were able to commandeer one of the firefighters to help my partner and I work on her while everybody else went upstairs. So what happened up there and what was up there, I don't know. The husband mostly stayed downstairs with us. At one point he left. I think he went upstairs. Some lady showed up on scene. I don't know if it was a neighbor, a family friend, or what, but she was there with the husband. And that was it. We called for a helicopter, called for a second ambulance. Once we got her placed in spinal precautions and all packaged up, the helicopter kind of landed in the backyard of the house. I got on the phone with Los Robles Hospital just to get destinations for all the patients and just to give them a brief rundown of what was going on. Los Robles advised me to fly the 47-year-old female here to Los Robles, and to take the other three kids from upstairs to see me via ground ambulance. We put her on the helicopter. I left my partner there with the ambulance, with my ambulance. I got on the helicopter, left my partner with the ambulance. I was assuming that she was going to come up here and get me, but it turns out that she, along with a couple of the paramedics from the fire engine, transported the 19-year-old to see me, and medic 443, who was the second ambulance on scene, they transported the other two here.
Okay.
So
now,
I never saw, although I did see a pool of blood underneath her head. She had so much hair that had coagulated blood in it, I was unable to visualize her actual skull. My partner felt the back of her head, and at one point on scene did state that she seems like she has a skull fracture of some type.
Okay.
So
now, did, when this was all going on, did the husband make any statements as to what had taken place or what had happened?
No, he didn't. The only thing I heard him say was that he got shot at a few times.
Okay.
I didn't hear how the person got into the house, whether this happened in the house or outside the house, whether they knew him or not. He didn't say anything, and if he did,
okay.
I didn't hear.
Now, you're using the pronoun him. Are you using him because he referred to this person in a male sense, or is it just from what you've heard from the radio and people talking around about what's going on today? Or do you not know?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just assumed. I think, I don't want to say I think, but I'd be willing to bet I heard the husband say him.
Okay.
Or he.
Now, you might have already said this, and if you do, if I repeat some things, I apologize.
That's fine.
Okay. But did he make any mention to the fact if someone had been, if someone had been, or what the nature of the wounds was that the female had sustained? Or were you able to determine that at the scene?
No, the husband said that he's pretty sure that she got shot in the back of the head. But he didn't seem to be sure whether she was killed or shot.
Okay. Did you see anything as far as it sounds like you, I don't know the layout of the home, but you went in through the front door and into the kitchen area. Could you tell if there appeared to be any kind of signs of there had been some sort of struggle or broken glass, anything along those lines?
The door we entered in was the door to the utility room that led into the kitchen.
Okay.
I don't think it was the front door.
Okay.
It was a side door, which led directly into the kitchen, and she was laying, I think, between the kitchen sink and the cutting board area, like an island in the center of the
okay.
kitchen. She was actually laying in a pretty narrow area. So, of course, I saw blood and whatnot on the floor there. Other than that, I didn't see anything. However, all the way into the backyard of the house, when we wheeled her from the kitchen back to the helicopter alongside the pool, I saw a significant amount of blood on the ground outside around the pool area.
Okay.
And that wasn't from our patient because I saw it, 5 feet ahead of us before our patient had even got to that point.
Okay. Now, do you know if anyone else was taken out by helicopter?
Not from that scene, no.
Okay. All right. And that wouldn't have been a normal way to move patients from the house out to an ambulance to take them through the backyard?
No, but that's just where the helicopter landed.
Okay.
It was in the backyard. So
right.
We actually parked the ambulances in the driveway, which was
okay.
right in front of the side door that we
okay.
entered on.
I'm just trying to confirm that as far as you can tell, there would be no reason to bring another patient or someone that was bleeding out through that part of the...
No, we were the first patient to leave.
Okay.
So when we left, the other three patients were still upstairs.
Okay.
So nobody had gone through that area.
Okay.
Yeah.
So any signs that there have been either some sort of struggle or some kind of broken doors, broken windows, anything along those lines that you recall?
I didn't see anything
okay.
like that, no.
Okay.
But then again, I wasn't looking. I was focused on the okay. patient.
Aside from the female, adult female patient that you had, did you see any of the other involved parties other than her and her husband? I mean, any of these other children that you're talking about?
I've never seen.
Okay.
I didn't
right.
see any of them.
All right. And she was transported via helicopter here to Los Robles.
Correct.
And then how did you got here?
And I was the medic in the helicopter with
okay,
her.
Okay. You flew out here also.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, anything else you overheard people saying, either deputies or other emergency medical personnel?
People on scene were saying they were making reference to the incident in Walmart
okay.
and seeing me. I don't know if it was the firefighters or the deputy. I know once the helicopter pilots landed, the pilots kind of rushed to the house and met us out by the pool area.
Okay.
And they had stated that they needed to hurry up and get us up here because they had to fly to see me to the Walmart incident.
Okay. And did you know anything about the deputy that had been shot?
Nothing.
Okay.
I wasn't even sure at that point. When we got on scene, I didn't even know it was an actual deputy that had been shot. When we drove past his car, I saw the back window was broken out. Mm-hmm. I think while we were on scene, I found the deputy got shot. So
okay. And at the property itself, where the victim was found, did you see anything that would indicate that gunshots had been fired? Shell casings on the ground?
Nothing.
Bullet holes in windows or doors or
no.
Nothing like
I
that.
I own a couple weapons myself. I didn't smell anything. I didn't. Okay. No indication at all.
And one more time, describe for me the blood that you saw out in the backyard. Where was it exactly?
On the, this would be the west end of the pool.
Okay.
I think there might have been a pool house there. Just on the edge of the pool, I saw quite a few drops of blood between the pool and where the helicopter landed, so it would have been on the west end of the swimming pool.
Okay. And did they appear to be, I mean, still,
yeah, it was,
looked
it was
to be
fresh
wet?
Blood,
no.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was still bright red. It wasn't dried or
okay.
dark.
You said
anything.
A few drops?
Enough to where, if I was to guess, the person was injured, whoever left that blood there. I mean, it was more than a few drops. It was enough to catch my attention.
Okay. All right. Anything else you can think of?
No. Okay. I don't know.
All right. If I have any other questions, I'll get a hold of you.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Very good. We're going to be interviewing.